some help from time to time, and we're so excited to have in studio with us Nancy Schnobelin Ims.
You did it. You got it right, Jennifer. Yay, yay.
Thank you, Nancy. John got the pronunciation right, too.
It's a tough one. It is a tough one.
So Nancy is the founder and president of a company called Polished. What do you do at Polished?
Well, thank you, first of all, John and Jennifer, for having me. I'm so delighted
to
be here.
Thank you for coming.
So Polished. Polished is all about helping one, an individual or a team of people, succeed with soft skills. And a lot of people will say, what the heck are soft skills? Well, soft skills are, I like to call them your smart skills. They're your people skills. It helps you become more emotionally attached to somebody. It makes you more vulnerable to things. So everything that has to do with communications, inside and outside the workplace, is what I do. I like to help people feel more confident and successful by strengthening soft skills.
I do want to tell our listeners, if you would like to call in, you are more than welcome, 314-969-5877, or you can get on our text line at 84126. So let's talk about receiving feedback. I think that's so hard for most of us to do. And so let's say a boss calls us in and says, a lot of your coworkers are complaining that you're so, let's pick a word, annoying or lazy.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the polite, good people skill way to receive that feedback and respond?
Well, that's a good one, because oftentimes we, you know, an employee or a coworker would get called into the office and they're off guard. So one of the best things you can do is to really step back, almost take the 24-hour rule. Think about that. Say, gee, I understand you're receiving this information about me. I'd like to improve, right? I don't want to, you know, be thought of as an annoying or a pest of an employee. But I really want to think about this for 24 hours and then come back to you to see how I can do better. What are your thoughts? Instead of, you know, getting upset or aggressive.
Things, probably.
Yeah,
not,
you know, picking up the paperweight and, you know, pelting it at your boss. Right? No, you really want to you want to be assertive. You don't ever want to be passive or aggressive in your communications back to your boss. But at the same time, you want to be thoughtful. You want to give it some thought. Gosh, this is throwing me off. I'm sorry to hear this. I want to do better. Let me think about this, and then perhaps I could come back and we can have a conversation on what I can do to improve.
Nancy, do you also work with children and teaching them how to say hello, goodbye, please, and thank you?
Yes, they're my favorite audience because they listen to your every word. They eat it up. No, kids are great. They want to learn. And that's the thing with soft skills. These are all learned skills. But you know, if you don't know how to hold a fork and knife properly when we're talking about dining etiquette, it's okay. You never learned it. And so whether it's a, you know, a child or a young professional or a seasoned professional, when I go in and do my different talks, they love it, right? They wanna improve.
We have a comfort level, I think, a lot of us, and depending on things like being called sir or ma'am, I don't like it. I don't want somebody who's younger than me to refer to me as sir.
I know what you mean about that.
Makes you sound so old, right?
But there are things that I think over time have changed. And one that we hear often as an annoyance is the fact that no problem has taken the place of your welcome. So when you say to somebody who's 25 or younger, thank you, they'll say, no problem. And there's a backlash against that. That's one of those things that somehow it changed and we didn't do it.
Right. And there's a lot of phrases that have taken the place of common courtesies. And yet we want to feel like we are delivering, you know, and showing that respect. So whether you're on the receiving end or saying, you know, thank you very much, it's important just to be mindful of those simple thank yous or you're welcome or please, things like that. Excuse me. That you can't replace with the no problems.
So, Nancy, if a company hires you, what do you do for that company?
Well, I've got a website, stlpolish.com. I'm being shameful here. But no, I list all my programs on there. But honestly, it's really the pulse of my programs are about communicating effectively. So emotional intelligence, that's a big buzz phrase these days. People are eating it up. How do you become more emotionally aware of communicating to somebody who perhaps has more of a quiet, reserved personality? How do you communicate effectively if somebody's really loud and outgoing? I mean, you've got to be self-aware. You've got to understand what makes you tick to be able to do your job effectively.
So how do you define emotional intelligence?
Emotional intelligence to me is, and I'm going to borrow a phrase of Daniel Goleman, who's the 21st century guru, if you will, of emotional intelligence. It's using your brain. Your brain is really like feeling and thinking. So it's having that balance, being able to be thoughtful about the way you communicate and being strategic, using your left and your right brain accordingly.
We have a call coming in. I want to hand you these so you can hear.
Oh, great. Thank you.
John says hello to us. We're going to bring him in. John, yeah. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. I was offered a job, and for some reason I had to go get a special certificate. But when the manager found out that he asked me if I had gone to the place, and I said, yeah, but they were closed. But then he called back the next day, and he said I never showed up, so he rescinded the offer. How would you handle a situation like that? And another thing is you know, a lot of people don't have time for anymore, you know, for etiquette. I don't, they lack it when they're learning, right, when they're young. But, you know, a lot of people are just like in a rush. They'll just say something just to seem like to satisfy you, you know, give you a quick answer instead of saying, thank you. They'll say, okay, no problem, or, you know, something along that line. Can you comment on that? And also, does she have a website that she can, someone could look up to see if there's, you know, if she offers any other topics? Thanks.
Okay, thank you, John. And yes, Nancy does have a website. And you feel free to answer the questions.
Okay. Well, thank you. To your first question, I would start off with either what you're more comfortable, either a letter, draft a short letter saying, you know, I'm very excited about this job opportunity. I did show up. I'm not sure why, but the office or the workplace was closed. Perhaps I could have done, you know, I don't know how else to, I should have navigated that problem, but I am very interested in this position. Please give me another opportunity. Perhaps if I had, you know, you want to be eager enough to show that you're interested in the job, but perhaps if I had phone numbers or an emails to follow up, that would have helped navigate this issue. I am a hardworking, committed professional, and I think you will see that if I have that second chance.
Nancy, let's also talk about personal relationships and online communication, because anybody who's ever worked in the media knows that.
Yes.
There's so many communications that come into individuals that are rude and crass. What's the best way to communicate online, and what's the best way to respond to it?
Oh, isn't that the truth, Jennifer?
Or I mean, tweeting?
Yes, yes.
Facebooking?
I always say take the high road. It's hard. Sometimes you do want to lash back and say, you know, golly, that's not what I intended. You're reading this the wrong way. Always be more assertive in the way you, not only verbally, but in online presence as well. Take the high road. Gosh, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. And then that person will feel maybe less defensive if you use those kinder, softer words.
And look at all the teenagers who have to go through this online bullying. It's just really awful.
And there's studies now that say it causes so much more mental anxiety, stress. These kids should stay off social media for, you know, maybe once or twice a week. But don't go crazy, because it does affect you mentally.
Yeah, the computer does have an off button. And there's also the idea of a first impression. And, I mean, it's been talked about over and over and over again, but it can't be stressed enough. What do you tell people who have a problem with shoegazing or with, you know, trying to really get somebody's attention on a first impression to say, look, I'm worth this conversation that we're having?
Absolutely. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. It sounds so cliche, but it's true. You want to be on your A game when you're making that first impression, because if you don't project yourself in that positive way, it takes 5 seconds, five lousy seconds for somebody to conjure up an impression of you. So if you're not giving that eye contact, if you're not smiling, posture, body language, all these things that could help promote your image, because really that's what they're looking at right away. It's not fair.
You know, but we don't reality.
But it's reality.
Looks like we have another phone call.
Yep, John. I'm sorry, Rick is on the line with us next. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Good morning. Going a different way on your topic is, what's your suggestion on somebody who comes off extremely brash or very rough on a first impression? More or less is jumping to a negative tone on everything.
Well, that happens too, right? When you're at a networking event, or perhaps you're at
a party.
At a party, right? And people are so negative. You know what? If it's just one-on-one, I always like to turn the glass, look at it the half full. Say, gosh, you know, I could see your point here, but have you thought about it this way? And, you know, people will kind of hopefully get the picture that you're trying, the message that you're trying to convey. It happens a lot. If you're with other people, perhaps you can tactfully change the topic and engage others to share in the conversation. But I agree, it's a challenge, and you really want to always be you know, convey something in a different way that's more positive.
You just said, gee, I can see your point. We don't hear that much these days, do we, John?
Especially online, right?
Yeah, gee, yeah.
Yeah, and it does come up. I mean, there's also the idea that sometimes you just walk away. I mean, you can say to somebody, look, we're not going to agree on this. I got something to do. Let's agree to disagree.
Always try to be civil. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's at the end of the day, civility is what it's about. I mean, kindness, it's free. Mm-hmm. It's free. We don't have to expend a lot of energy to be kind.
We've got one more question coming in from Stan. Hello, Stan.
Hi, Stan.
Good morning. I'm calling because I have a variety of peers who are in the same pay grade that I am. And when chaos ensues amongst my coworkers, how does one deal with an unassertive supervisor to handle the situation?
When chaos emerges among coworkers and a supervisor does not do anything about it, if I heard that correctly.
Well,
should you do?
Yeah, and that's a tough one, too, because your supervisor is your direct report. They're the ones who manage the team, so to speak. So you have to be very careful how comfortable you feel with your boss. If you can arrange a one-on-one meeting with him or her and say, I'm not sure you're aware, but our team is having some frustrations. We're going through some, at the risk of saying chaos, you could say we're going through some challenges and we need your leadership. Sometimes the boss is just not even wanting to deal with those personalities, but you need to step back and say, gosh, you know, this is part of the overall job. I have my responsibilities, but I also have to manage variety of personalities. And so it may take that strong team member just to have that conversation with your boss and sort of set the record.
Okay. Do we have much more time?
Yeah.
Just one more question.
Yes.
Some people don't like small talk and don't like going to parties, but might find themselves in a social situation where they are supposed to do it. Advice?
Okay, small talk is a skill. You see these, you know, successful professionals, they are experts at small talk. And really, it's not hard. It's as simple as talking about your day. Hey, are you reading a good book? Or did you happen to see this movie? You start the conversation with something simple. That's what builds rapport with among people. That's, you're making a connection. And so, yeah, you're right. I've been to events where I'm sitting next to a very outgoing, gregarious individual to my left and to my right, somebody who's much more shy or quiet. And that's the person I want to engage because they have a lot to offer, too.
When my son was about 10, he started getting interested in girls. Uh-oh. And he wanted to know,
10?
How do I do that? Yeah, believe it or not, right? Followed in my footsteps. And he wanted to know what to do. How do you start that conversation? And I told him, I said, the one thing people love talking about more than anything else is themselves. Mm-hmm. Ask somebody something about them.
Ding, 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 yesterday, ding. John, yes. And I had a conversation with McGraw, and how do you feel about fake compliments? If somebody says, oh, you know, John, you're so great.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 on and on and on.
But no, it's kind. Right. Just take it, right? No, John.
But we're out of time.
Shucks.
Your website again, Nancy?
www.stlpolish.com.
Thank you, Nancy. John, you are great.
Oh,
thank
so
you.
Yes. Thank you so
and
much.
And you guys are awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Great
bye, John.
Nancy. More to come. It's 10:54. John Grace and Jennifer Blum with you on the Big 550 KTRS.